الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Inshallah, after the remaining dua, there's a heaps completion ceremony. We invite all the brothers to attend and participate. Inshallah, our respected Imam Maulana Saifuddin Sahib will be delivering a short talk, and then our respected Ustad Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib will follow. So again, we request all the brothers to participate, and inshallah, food will be served after the program. Jazakumullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. اللهم وفق أنا ما ترحب وأطع الله جل وعلا لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا نعبد إياه اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Inshallah, from tomorrow, Asr Salat will be at 4:45. Inshallah, آئندہ کل سے عصر کی نماز پونے پانچ بجے کو ہوگی. Inshallah, come closer, brothers. All the brothers from the other side as well, please come closer. Sit close together, brothers. All the brothers on the other side as well, requested come this side of the hall and sit closer. If there's any students upstairs, we request them to come downstairs as well, please. There's a lot of space on this side, so please, all the boys come on this side. Yunus, get all those brothers to come on this side. Sit close together, brothers. Inshallah, today we're going to begin the program with a recitation from the Holy Quran by a student in our Hifz class.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله ويغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Alhamdulillah, today we've gathered here to celebrate the achievement of one of our dear students, Hafiz Isa Amin, from one of the Hifz class, Hafiz Ismail Bismillah Sahab's class, Maulana Abdullah Kara Sahab's class. This is not just a moment of joy for him and his family, it is also a moment of joy for the entire community. And we welcome all the brothers that are here. We thank you for your support, for your presence. And there's some good news and bad news. The bad news is, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahab, he's left from his place. He had a program after Salatul Zuhr, and he went to the program. He left the program at 4 o'clock, but unfortunately, there's a big accident on M62. So, inshallah, Hazrat is saying, inshallah, about 20, 25 minutes, he should be here. So, he is going to come, inshallah. There's a slight delay. But nevertheless, we have our respected Maulana Saifuddin Sahib. He will enlighten us. We request Maulana to come forward and enlighten the gathering.
Thank you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون صدق الله العظيم. As most the youngsters well know, that once it comes to a boxing fight or once it comes to a UFC fight, if the main fight on the main card is ever delayed, then they don't bring another fighter into fight. They tell the commentators that you lot continue to chat rubbish, prolong your bakwasat, and once the main fighter arrives, that's when the main fight will begin. In a similar manner, once it comes to our main card today, we have our main guest, Mullah Abdul Rahim Limbada Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. Due to the traffic and the congestion on the way, his arrival has been delayed. So Mullah Ismail Sahab said, Saifuddin, do you know what? You're quite good at commentating, so sit down and continue to do what you normally do within the masjid. So you shouldn't be expecting anything special. Insha'Allah, Mullah Abdul Rahim Sahab will come and he will bless all of us and primarily myself, insha'Allah ta'ala. My brothers, achievements like the achievement we very soon are going to observe before our own eyes is an achievement which sadly the enemies of Islam understand better than us in this day and age. And if I was to go ahead and say that the enemies of Islam know the true worth of the glorious Quran more than ourselves, I would not be incorrect. We don't know the true worth of the glorious Quran due to which we don't utilize the glorious Quran by fulfilling its rights. The enemies of Islam, my brothers, due to knowing the true worth of the glorious Quran, they try their utmost to distance everyone from the glorious Quran. The verse of the glorious Quran I recited within the sermon is a verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what the disbelievers would say amongst each other within the era of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they would say, لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, do not even give an ear to the glorious Qur'an. My brothers, this is something to ponder over. Once it comes to the glorious Qur'an, the instruction we have is استمعوا له. Listen to it attentively. And what does attentive listening refer to? It means we do not multitask. We give all our concentration to the recitation of the glorious Qur'an alone. We look towards our own lives, my brothers. We're reciting the glorious Qur'an and the mobiles within our hands. We're reciting the glorious Qur'an and talking to the person next to us. We may be thinking that we are gaining something through this recitation. We may gain somewhat reward as well. But if we truly want the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to descend upon ourselves, it's necessary we pay our total attention to the glorious Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala mentions that never mind when you're reciting it, whenever the glorious Qur'an is recited before you within your presence, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, number one, listen to it attentively. And number two, أَنْصِتُوا, also remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, only then is there a possibility you will receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look towards the Muslim Ummah, the very sad situation in which we find ourselves. Throughout the entire world, we are literally being battered. We are being pushed from place to place. We have no proper place upon the earth. Why, my brothers? We need to question our attachment to the glorious Qur'an. What did the disbelievers mention? Don't even give your ear to it. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. Rather, when the Qur'an is recited, then occupy yourselves with something else. Start talking to one another. Start whistling. Start clapping. Do anything that will become a barrier between yourselves and the glorious Qur'an. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. This is the only way you disbelievers will continue to dominate. In this day and age, we look towards social media, we look towards our secular settings once it comes to education. The disbelievers have taken it upon themselves to cast doubt into our minds regarding, never mind reciting the glorious Qur'an, even believing in the glorious Qur'an. At many a times we recite the glorious Qur'an and people approach us. I'm talking about Muslims now, my brothers. Never mind these secular settings in which we come across the enemies of Islam. And they will say to us, why recite when you don't understand? جب آپ کو قرآن کریم سمجھ میں نہیں آ رہا تو آپ اس کی تلاوت کیوں کر رہے ہو؟ What benefit will you gain through the recitation by which you will gain no understanding through your recitation? My brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was truly granted many specialities by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one speciality he himself mentioned was that I have been granted Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim refers to a speech that is very concise. The wording is literally minimal, but the meaning that is to be extracted and derived from that wording is more than maximal. We can say that the wording of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech is finite and limited, but the meanings that will continue to be extracted from it until the hereafter are infinite and unlimited. We have the famous hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through this, my brothers, number one, let's start to recite the glorious Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala sent His message within the world in the form of the glorious Qur'an. A message that is unique. No one can compare it to even the previous books that were given to previous prophets by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were distorted. They were tampered with. They were altered. We no longer have them in their original forms. But once it comes to the glorious Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala never revealed it in a book form to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, Allah Ta'ala revealed it upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he never let the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam preserve the glorious Qur'an in his heart himself. He said, "Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'anahu." We will enable you to recite it correctly, and we will also enable you to hold it within your heart in a preserved manner. The Qur'an we have, my brothers, in this day and age, is in the exact same form the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited it, and the companions alayhim ridwan documented it. It's only 3 days ago, maybe 2 days ago, I was sitting within the class and a student messaged me prior to that. He said, maybe his friend's cousin or someone, he is a Christian and he's interested in Islam, but he has a few doubts he wants to clarify. So as soon as this was mentioned, I said, you need to clarify initially whether he wants to clarify doubts or he just wants to argue. If he just wants to argue, there's many out there that can continue doing it. It won't impact Islam at the minimum. But if he truly wants to clarify doubts, we'll have a sitting. I'll clarify his doubts. And the condition is, if he has no comeback, he has to accept Islam before leaving the gathering. So that student went quiet for a while. Then, now I'm mentioning he came to class. And he said, oh, Ustad, he sent me a video. I said, play the video within the class. We've got nothing to hide, my brothers. Islam is the truth, and we will establish it to be the truth. So I played the clip. It was of a so-called ex-Muslim. And most of these ex-Muslims were never Muslims. They were never Muslims. They've been given the title. If you ask them that, if you performed Salah for many years because you were a Muslim, did you recite Surah Al-Fatiha? Yes. Also in funeral prayers, they'll say yes. How many rakat once he comes to funeral prayers? He'll say 5 or 4. They were never Muslims. They've been given this title. Why? So people think, oh my God, he was a Muslim. He may have a point. And they lure him into disbelief in that manner. So this so-called ex-Muslim, he was mentioning, this is an objection, this is an objection. And one objection he mentioned was that the Prophet ﷺ himself never even wrote the glorious Quran. My brothers, think about it. He was claiming to be Christian. So-called affiliation with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Never mind Isa alayhi salatu wasalam never wrote the Bible himself. There's no first-hand person who wrote down the Bible. If this is a reason for disbelief, then your Bible remains nowhere. But my brothers, the point I'm making in this regard is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not writing down the glorious Quran is an evidence that the glorious Quran is from Allah Ta'ala. If he wrote it down himself, people would have said, what an intelligent person. What an educated person. It's possible. It's his own doing. But when he was unable to write properly, he was al-ummi. He was not taught by anyone from amongst the creation. Now no one can say that it is his own doing. They will say that he received it from the divine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mention minimal words, finite in number, but the message was infinite. The hadith we normally hear, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that upon the recitation of every letter of the glorious Quran, a person, the crux is, receives 10 rewards. 10 rewards. Now my brothers, think about this. Not only Isa, all these children who recite the glorious Quran within these hifz classes, imagine their worth in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Hamare yahan to bas itni si baat hai, bacha hifz kar raha hai. Yes, and we say, fula bacha hafiz hai. We say, chalo hafiz hai to kya hua? My brothers, we don't know the true worth. It will only ever be known in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, the parents won't even realize in this worldly life. When the parents are crowned within the hereafter, that's when they'll realize how worth that child is. Because when they will be crowned, imagine the reward that child will receive in the hereafter. We write them off. Someone says, once it comes to yourselves, who's the most educated? We say the doctor, the pharmacist. My brothers know the most educated is the one who was granted, who has been granted the Quran by Allah Ta'ala. The poet says that why would Islam not stand out once it comes to the worldly religions? Once it comes to the religion, it's present within books and even that distorted. Hufadh have the Quran within their hearts. These hearts will shine in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And if we are unable to understand their true worth in this worldly life, my brothers, people have disrespected the Hufadh and they've come to realize Allah Ta'ala have deprived their progenies from belief in the Quran, never mind memorizing the Quran. It's the selection of Allah Ta'ala. I can try my best, my child can try his best. It's possible he's not able to achieve. At many a times we hear, very intelligent child. He spent so many years to try to memorize the glorious Quran, he wasn't able to. And on the other hand, you've got a person who has learning difficulties, but within a few years he is able to memorize the glorious Quran. Why? Because this is the doing of Allah Ta'ala. Yet Allah Ta'ala ka intikhab hai. Nor can Mullah Ismail Saab choose that Isa will become a hafiz. Nor can Saifuddin, nor can the respected teacher, nor can the parents. This is a decision made by Allah Ta'ala pre-eternally. Jab se Quran hai, aur wo kab se hai? Even before time came into existence, like the being of Allah Ta'ala pre-eternal, ye faisle us waqt ho chuke the. Recite one letter of the glorious Quran, we will receive 10 rewards. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the unique example. He never said recite Alhamdu in Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and he counted the letters and he mentioned this many rewards. He said Alif Lam Mim. Upon the pronunciation of the Hamza, 10 rewards. The Lam, another 10 rewards. The Mim, another 10 rewards. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without explicitly mentioning, is giving us the message that no one in the world, including him himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been given the meaning of Alif Lam Mim. When we receive 30 rewards on reciting Alif Lam Mim, this now means Allah grants us reward without us even understanding. Who knows the meaning of Alif Lam Mim? You open the commentaries of the glorious Quran, the best of commentators will say that Allah Ta'ala knows the meaning of Alif Lam Mim the best. They won't even say to you that we look towards the ahadith and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala kept this secret to himself. Alif Lam Mim, 30 rewards we gain without even understanding what Alif Lam Mim means. Imagine not only reciting the entirety of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala blessing you with the memorization of the Holy Quran. Therefore, my brothers, today we all need to make this intention that we want to take steps in order to attach ourselves to the glorious Quran. Imagine the day in the hereafter, my brothers, when Allah Ta'ala questions myself and yourselves that I left you my message. Do you even try to recite it? Understanding it, implementing it, propagating it comes much later on. Did you even try to recite the Quran? Allah Ta'ala never only sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into the world to yu'allimuhumul kitab, teach the meaning of the book. Before that, Allah Ta'ala mentions yatlu alayhim ayatihi, he is to read the verses of the glorious Quran before the masses. He did it sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The companions alayhim ar-ridwan did it. And through the mere recitation alone do we find that changes came within their lives. Aaj to hum dars pe dars mein baithte hain lekin farak nahi aata. Sheikh dar sheikh ke paas baithte hain farak nahi aata. Lekin wo umar jo nikla tha nabi ki zindagi ko lene ke liye, wahi sabab bana nabi ki zindagi ko bachane ka. Why? Through the recitation of the glorious Quran. We sit here. The only thing we require, my brothers, is a pure intention. And Allah Ta'ala will give us the rest. Imagine, it came to the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The magicians had ill intent, that we want everyone to assume that Musa is an imposter, na'udhu billah. They went into the open field with this intention. But once they became Muslims, Allah Ta'ala made them an example for ourselves that وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. If you want lofty statuses within the hereafter in paradise, then these are the pure souls you need to follow. The likes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had the intention of taking the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when they entered Islam, Allah Ta'ala told us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if there was to be a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would be Umar radiallahu an. They used to hear the Quran, but the correct intention is the main thing, my brothers. Aaj kal niyaton mein hi fasad hai. Namaz parenge niyat fasid, tahajjud parenge niyat fasid, jo bhi karenge niyat fasid. No one around, we don't read. People come into the masjid, we start reading. If it's not going to be put on the board that this person's made a contribution to the masjid, no contribution. As soon as we see that something's come up, now we need to contribute towards the masjid. If there's no jalsa for the completion of the Quran, then do you know what? We won't give that much attention to our child becoming hafiz. There's going to be a big jalsa, our child's definitely becoming hafiz. Who are we playing with? Wallahu alimun bidhati sudur. We can deceive people in the world. We can make them think otherwise, but Allah knows the intention the best. Abu Jahl came before the Prophet sallallahu. Now think about this. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. The disbelievers said, don't hear it. Why? Because it was being recited before them. The intention was incorrect, due to which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, I have stamped their disbelief. And on the other hand, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, hears the same Quran, but with a better intention than the earlier ones. Within the glorious Quran, we have indications of Umar radiallahu an. There's only one way, my brothers, to attach ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, and that is by initially trying to build a relationship with the glorious Quran. Number one, let's read the glorious Quran. And sometimes we think difficult. How can we sit down? How can we recite? My brothers, the Quran is a magnet. Qareeb ja karke to dekho. We get scared once we see, we say, do you know what? Oh my God, how are we going to sit down? How are we going to take out 10 minutes? Take out 1 minute for the first day, my brothers. That Quran will change that 1 minute into 1 hour itself. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. It's through the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, through the glorious Quran, do these hearts truly gain satisfaction and content. The poet says, Urdu zaban mein shair ne kaha hai, ke na maal se, na dolat se, na ghar abad karne se. Na maal se, it's not through wealth, na dolat se, it's not through gold and silver, na ghar abad karne se. Nor is it through populating our homes. Tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. We all chasing it. Saifuddin's chasing it through properties. Another person's chasing it through cars. Another person's chasing it through a good job. Another person's chasing it through a name within society. Everyone's chasing the same content in the same way. Whereas Allah Ta'ala, who created everything, has told us the main ingredient for satisfaction. And that is, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub, tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. So number one, let's start reading the Quran. I said, my brothers, even if it's one line, one verse a day, don't think it's only one. That only one will be valued in Allah Ta'ala's court. In the world, we think, how much are you contributing? They say £1. We say, do you know what? We'd rather go to the other masjid. Not £1, we need £1,000. But in the court of Allah Ta'ala, it's not about the quantity, my brothers. It's about the quality. It's about the intention behind that money that is spent in the court of Allah Ta'ala. A little recitation of the glorious Quran with sincerity will outweigh khatamat of the glorious Quran without sincerity. One verse recited to try to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala will be weighty on the scale and take us to paradise. And reciting Qur'ans upon Qur'an to show the world will end up taking us towards the fire of hell. And after my brothers reading the Qur'an, everything doesn't come to an end. And those parents whose children have become hafiz, this is a very heartfelt message of mine. They become hafiz and we leave them. We abandon them. We let them fall into the darknesses of the world. My brothers, we will be questioned regarding this. What is hifz? Hifz is Allah Ta'ala has given us a Lamborghini in our position. The journey is not finished. Sit in the car and boot it outside. You've been given the Quran, the journey is not finished. Now utilize the Quran to shine. Understand it. Practice it, propagate it. Only then will this glorious Quran intercede for us in the hereafter. The poet says that when a person has memorized the glorious Quran, this person has gained much greatness. But the journey doesn't end. That's the beginning of the journey. The next part of the journey is practicing upon the glorious Quran. The couplets aren't coming to my mind. I'm an old man now. They normally say old is gold, but that's not the case with me. So practicing the Quran as well, how much of an effort have we truly made? Yes, we come to these gatherings and we say, wah wah, Hafiz ban gaya. My brothers, he's done it. What have we gained? It's not sufficient for Saifuddin to stand in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, what have you achieved? I say, Isa became Hafiz. He said, what have you done? You sat in one gathering, you sat in a second gathering, the Shaykh talked about the glorious Quran. What have you brought me regarding the Quran? If I've got nothing to show, he's going to say, Isa will go to paradise. You've not brought anything. It's about your actions. You're totally empty. My brothers, the majority of us sadly won't even know the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And I mention this time and time again, time and time again. Never mind understanding the entirety of the Quran. We don't even understand that Surah Al-Fatiha without which our prayers aren't even valid. The commentary, the in-depth meaning, what Allah Ta'ala desires from us is all secondary, my brothers. We don't even know the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And when we don't even know the translation, how can we truly practice the Quran? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala mentions an amazing example. And within his example, he mentions that the glorious Quran is like a love letter Allah Ta'ala has sent to his creation. Yes, think about it in this day and age. And let me make it more relevant. When I heard this example of the likes of Mauli Salim Dorat, hafidhahullah ta'ala, they normally mention that there was a telegram through which they used to send messages from country to country. Now we say telegram, we say it's the app telegram. So let me make it more relevant. Now once it comes to messages, you can transcribe messages. Once it comes to messages, you can get them translated on Google as well. So if there's a person I truly revere, and they send me a message in a language I cannot understand the message, will I sit there saying, do you know what, I don't understand it? Or will I say that I'm going to go to Google Translate and understand as much as I can understand through Google Translate? I won't sit still until I've understood the intent of that message. Why? Curiosity. It won't allow me to live. Once it comes to the glorious Quran, it is a message Allah Ta'ala has sent to his creation. And we are currently living without even understanding the translation of that message. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Through this, number one, we understand the Quran is the most important within the life of a believer. Yes, we say fiqh, jurisprudence, etc. My brothers, everything goes back to the glorious Quran. We give importance to the ahadith. They are a commentary of the glorious Quran. It's like someone walks into the madrasa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. First of all, my apologies. We left at 4:25. ETA was 5:25. Should go down. उसके बजाय 45 minutes up चला गया. There was an accident on M62, and one lane was closed. तो हमारी 45 minutes extra हो गई. चलो इसमें भी खैर है. अल्लाह जो करते हैं उसमें खैर होता है. आपको मौलाना सैफुद्दीन साहब के मलफूजात सुनने को मिले और मुझको भी मिले. क्योंकि हम उसके मोबाइल पे ऑनलाइन पूरा बयान सुनते हुए आए हैं. माशाल्लाह मौलाना ने मेरा आधा बयान तो कर दिया. कुरान पढ़ने का सवाब, अलिफ लाम मीम, यू गेट 30 हसनात, बयान कर दिया मौलाना ने. कुरान शाह, कुरान पाक किस तरह प्रिजर्व हुआ, हाथ टू हाथ, सीना ब सीना, यही तो बातें करने की हैं. अब ये कुरान पाक जो हिफ्ज करता है उसको इनाम क्या मिलते हैं, उसके वालदेन को क्या मिलता है, उसके उस्ताद को क्या मिलता है, उसकी फैमिली को क्या मिलता है. मैंने सुना हाफिज़ ईसा साहब के ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स भी अमेरिका से आए हैं. कौन है हाफिज़ साहब के ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स? ओ माशाल्लाह, मुबारक आपको भी हाजी साहब, आपके घर वालों को भी मुबारक, इसके नाना नानी दोनों को मुबारक, दादा साहब को मुबारक, वालिद साहब को मुबारक. दादा का इंतकाल, दादी दादी, हाँ, ग्रैंड मदर को मुबारक. अब ये हाफिज का तो आप सुनते हैं, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا. ہاں 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 مجھے لاسٹ ٹائم بتایا تھا ان کے بھائی کی حفظ بھی ہم آئے تھے نا دو سال پہلے, اب یاد آ گیا. ماشاء اللہ حافظ عیسیٰ بھی حافظ, ان کے بھائی بھی حافظ, ان کی بہن بھی حافظ, پورا گھرانہ حافظ. واہ ماشاء اللہ مبارک. تو یہ تو ہم کہتے ہیں ریڈ اینڈ رائز, ہے جی پڑھو اور چڑھو, جہاں تمہارا پڑھنا ختم وہاں تمہارا درجہ. یہ تو حافظ کے لیے ہے. اور حافظ میدان حشر میں بھی آرام سے اٹھے گا, فرشتوں کے ساتھ کھڑا ہوگا, جو فرشتے لوہے محفوظ کی حفاظت کرتے تھے, ہی ول بی اسٹینڈنگ وہ دوست فرشتہ لوکنگ آفٹر لوہے محفوظ, بیکاز ہی واز لوکنگ آفٹر قرآن شریف ہیئر. اینڈ حافظ ول بی ریلیکسڈ ان دا قبر از ویل, بیکاز ہز قرآن ول کم ٹو ہم, سٹ ود ہم, ٹاک ٹو ہم, اینڈ گیو ہم, برنگ ہم ایز اینڈ فیملیارٹی, انسیت, سکون, فرینڈلینس, آرام, گھبراؤ نہیں, وحشت نہیں, میں تمہارا فرینڈ ہوں, میں تمہارے ساتھ باتیں کروں گا. اور دنیا میں بھی اس کا درجہ کہ انشاءاللہ یہ قرآن پڑھے گا, پڑھائے گا, یو گونا ٹیچ قرآن انشاءاللہ, میک ادرز حافظ انشاءاللہ, خیرکم من تعلم القرآن وعلمہ, بیسٹ آف یو آر دوز ہو اسٹڈی قرآن اینڈ ٹیچ قرآن. تو انشاءاللہ ہی ول بی دا بیسٹ آف دا ریسٹ انشاءاللہ. Go on to become Alim as well, Maulana sahab as well, and Mufti sahab as well, and Shaykhul Hadith sahab as well, inshallah. Allah take you to the top, inshallah. Hafiz will get all those ranks, inshallah. This is your first step. You will have to keep climbing. Don't stop here. Otherwise, you need to get to the top. You won't get there. Hafiz ka to bahut high maqam, inshallah. Parents, crown diya rahega. Yahan par bhi parents khush, sab. پوری سوسائٹی کہہ رہی ماشاء اللہ بھائی, دیز پیرنٹس آر ویری فارچونیٹ, دیر چائلڈ ہیز بیکم حافظ, ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. سب عزت کریں گے, ابھی گلے لگیں گے, مبارکبادی دیں گے. پیرنٹس کے لیے دنیا میں بھی عزت اور آخرت میں بھی عزت. وائی؟ بیکاز دے انکریج ہیم ٹو بیکم حافظ. دے یوز ٹو ویک ہیم اپ ان دا مارننگ ٹو ریڈ دا قرآن شریف اینڈ لرن اٹ. ہز مدر یوز ٹو برنگ ہیم ٹو دا مدرسہ, ڈراپ ہیم آف, پک ہیم اپ. His father used to pay the fees. His father used to, you know, encourage him, love him, that beta, mashallah, you're doing good. Due to this encouragement, and their mind was directed towards him, they will get izzat in dunya, and inshallah, izzat in akhirat. Over here, we have few hundred people sitting here. In Maidan-e-Hashar, there will be billions of people. And in front of them, they will be called over, and a crown will be placed on their heads. And His استاد, آپ کے استاد کون ہے؟ حافظ اسماعیل صاحب, ماشاء اللہ. استاد صاحب تو استاد صاحب ہے, خیرکم من تعلم القرآن وعلمہ. پوری زندگی استاد کا رسپیکٹ کرنا مائی فرینڈ ہے, پوری زندگی, کیونکہ استاد نے آپ کو بنایا ہے جو آپ ہیں. سو ایون اف یو گو اہیڈ آف یور استاد, بٹ اسٹل ہی از یور استاد, اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو رسپیکٹ ہیم رائٹ ٹل دی اینڈ. ہمارے بھی استاد تھے, میں انڈیا میں حفظ کیا تھا صوفی احمد کروڑیا صاحب کے پاس. ایک دفعہ میں انڈیا گیا ہوا تھا, آئی وینٹ ٹو انڈیا, تو آئی واز گوئنگ ان بس فرام مائی ٹاؤن ٹو انکلیشور, اینڈ آئی واز سٹنگ آن سیٹ, صوفی صاحب کیم آن دا بس, اینڈ دیر واز نو پلیس ٹو سیٹ, ہی واز اسٹینڈنگ, ہاؤ کین آئی سیٹ وائل مائی استاد از اسٹینڈنگ. آئی امیڈیٹلی گو حضرت, استغفر اللہ, حضرت یو سیٹ ہیئر, آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو اسٹینڈ. You have to show respect to your ustad. He's your ustad, bhai. Aur Sufi sahab, mashallah, he was a very good ustad. Mashallah bhi chalta tha. Chawun ma ilam. Kabhi kabhar. Sufi sahab was quiet person. Aise waise nahi marte thi. Lekin jab pitai ki to MOT service, pure saal ki MOT ho jati thi. Service ho jati thi. Everything. Dama dam, phata phat. Sab. پھر وہ برابر گاڑی لائن پہ آ جاتی. لیکن آج بھی ہم ان کو یاد کرتے ہیں, وہ نہ ہوتے تو ہم حافظ نہ بنتے. اللہ ان کی قبر پر کروڑوں رحمتیں نازل فرمائے. ان کے گھر میں خالہ بھی ہمارے بہت خیال کرتی تھیں, اللہ خالہ کی قبر پر بھی رحمتیں نازل فرمائے. تو استاد, یو ہیو ٹو رسپیکٹ ہم, اینڈ وین استاد از بزی ان ٹیچنگ قرآن, ہی ہیز پیشن آف قرآن, ہی وانٹس ہز اسٹوڈنٹس. You know, Ustad, in the heart, he has the desire that every student should become a really good Hafiz. And Ustad makes du'as for you in his private namazes, nawafil, after tahajjud, after awwabin, after namaz, whilst teaching, when people, students are studying, trying to memorize. Ustad in his heart is looking at the students and making dua that Allah Pak will come zor hai, bichara, he's struggling, Allah make his easy for him. One of my friends, Hafiz Abdul Aziz Saab, used to teach Quran Sharif, and he was in South Africa from our village. He came to England, he came to Darul Uloom, we were sitting in the staff room, and he goes to me, Mawla Saab, you know, in South Africa, we are allowed Chaud Mailam. So we, main to bahut pitai karta hoon. Lekin phir bhi mera Hafiz class full rehta hai. Waiting list hai mere paas. Isliye ki main hifz barabar karata hoon. Aur mere bachche jab mere paas padh rahe hote hain, main dil dil mein unke liye dua karta hoon. Main Allah se kehta hoon ki Allah ye bachche hain, bichare nadan hain, masoom hain. Ye padhte padhte idhar udhar ki baat bhi kar lete hain. Kabhi pata nahi galam galoji bhi bak dete honge, yun hil rahe hain aur usko kuch keh rahe hain. Hum samjhte hain Quran padh rahe hain, wo to baatein kar raha hai. Ye bachche hain, chote hain bichare nadan hain. تو اللہ ان کی اس غلطی کو معاف کر دینا اور اس کی وجہ سے ان کو محروم نہ رکھنا, ان کے سینے میں قرآن محفوظ کر دینا. میں دل دل میں دعا کرتا ہوں. اور پھر جب امتحان آتا ہے تو امتحان سے پہلے I pray 2 rakat صلات الحاجات. اللہ my students امتحان is here, please make the exam easy for them. And when they get good grades, good marks, I pray 2 rakat صلات الشکر. اللہ thank you, تو نے لاج رکھ لی کہ میرے بچوں کے بہت اچھے مارکس آئے. تو اس لیے میرے بچے الحمدللہ بہت اچھے حافظ بنتے ہیں. ویٹنگ لسٹ رہتی ہے. اور کہتی تھی کہ میں جو ہے ویکینڈ میں بھی بچوں کو اپنے گھر بلاتا ہوں, اور ایک الگ میرا حفظ کلاس ہے ویکینڈ کا, وہ میں فری میں پڑھاتا ہوں. اور اصل برکت فی سبیل اللہ پڑھانے سے آتی ہے. یہاں قاری عبدالعزیز صاحب کی بات ہے. تو استاد ہے, ان کا ادب, رسپیکٹ, ان کا مقام, ان کی عزت ضروری ہے. اور جب کوئی شخص پڑھاتا ہے, تحفہ وفاظ میں حدیث لکھی ہے, جب اس کا انتقال ہوتا ہے, قبر میں جاتا ہے, سوال جواب سب اس کا نمٹ جاتا ہے, سب ایوری تھنگ از سیٹل ڈاؤن اینڈ از ان دا قبر, دین دا ملائکہ کم ٹو وزٹ ہز گریو ان ہیوج نمبرز, جسٹ لائک پیپل گو ٹو وزٹ کعبہ شریف اور حج عمرہ. ملائکہ سو ہیپی, دے برنگ رحمت اینڈ مرسی اینڈ انوارات اینڈ گفٹس اینڈ پریزنٹس and Jannat's fruits and drinks and flowers to him in his qabr. They respect him because he spent his whole life in teaching Quran Sharif. To ye uske liye hai, for the Hafiz, for his parents, for his ustad, and for his family. The famous hadith about 10 passports. Ye 10 aadmiyon ko apne saath le jao Jannat mein. Wo le jayega, ab ammi chalo, دادا چلو, نانا چلو, نانی چلو, چچا پھوپھی, مامو خالہ. اب دیکھیے اس کے گرینڈ پیرنٹس کتنے ہیپی ہیں, بیچارے امریکہ سے ٹکٹ خرچ کر کے آئے ہیں, کتنی خوشی ہے ان کو. تو اب یہ کہیں گے کہ نانا چلو ہمارے ساتھ جنت میں, انشاءاللہ یہ خود بھی جائے گا جنت میں, اپنے نانا نانی کو بھی لے جائے گا. تحفے حفاظ میں ایک حصہ بڑا اچھا لکھا ہے. ہمارے ہندوستان کے راجا تھے سلطان محمود بیگڑا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, بڑے بہت اچھے, ہی واز اے ویری بیوٹیفل یو نو ایمپرر سلطان سلاطینی مغل. ہی واز ویری پائس, ویری نیک, ہی یوز ٹو رول ود انصاف, فیئرنس, جسٹس. And every Ramzan, you know, he would have lots of people in the Shahi Mahal reading Quran and Taraweeh and Ramzan ki ronak. So it was the 26th of Ramzan, 27th night, Khatme Quran. And the Alim Sahab was giving bayan, and in the bayan he quoted the hadith. I haven't read this hadith somewhere, but they quoted it in Tawfiq Huffaz, so I'm quoting it on their behalf or from them, that it comes in a hadith that when a person memorizes Quran, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep him under the shade of his arsh to protect him from the heat of the sun. And also seven of his grandfathers, predecessors. Yani saat peedi, usko bhi Allah arsh ka saya naseeb karenge, aur uske peeche uski saat peediyon ko bhi Allah us din ki takleef aur garmi aur pareshani aur mushaqqat se mehfooz rakhenge. When Alim sahab, Maulana sahab mentioned this, you know, Sultan Mahmood ne bahut ek dard bhara saans bhara. He said, oh, there's no one Hafiz in my khandan. Otherwise, me and my parents and grandparents could also get this honor of being protected from the heat of the sun under the and get the air-conditioned shade under the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. So his son, Khalil Khan, was sitting there and he saw everything. And what Sultan Mahmud Begra had said. At that time, Khalil Khan was the Raja and Governor of Gujarat, Baroda. So, from the Darul Hukumat, Agra or Delhi, wherever it was, Agra, when he Ramzan finished, Eid was done, he came back. He was doing his duty of looking after the whole state of Gujarat. But at the same time, he said, I'm going to become Hafiz. So he started spending most of his time in Hifz. He would stay awake at night for long hours. His eyes would turn red. He had become weak and frail. Doctors came to check him. He had fallen ill. Doctors said that, you know, this your waking, staying awake late at night is taking its toll on you. You have to leave that. You can't do it. Your eyes will go away. You'll become blind. Could become blind, you know, and you're so weak now. He said, I don't care. I'm not going to give up my hips. He just kept reading throughout the late hours of the night. And within a year and a little bit, he memorized the whole Quran Sharif. And he did it pakka. He did his door as well, proper. And then when the other Ramzan came, that was the one after next one, he came to the Darul Hukumat capital and everybody was together in Sha'ban. And Mashura was being done that who is going to lead the Taraweeh this year? Sultan Mahmud Begra is sitting there. Everybody else is there. Many Huffaz and Ulama are there. And the Prince, Khalil Khan, raised his finger. I'm going to lead the Taraweeh. Sultan said, you know Hafiz? I am Hafiz, alhamdulillah. Eh? Yes. Do you remember that 27th night when Maulana Sahab mentioned that hadith in the Bayan? And I saw your reaction and I said, I'm going to become Hafiz. And I did it, alhamdulillah. I'll lead. Sultan said, mashallah, what better? Come on, read as much as you can. So on the first night of Ramadan, it was wintry long night, and the Prince Khalil Khan started the Taraweeh, and within 20 rakat, he read the whole Quran. Ek raat mein 20 rakat mein pura Quran padha. Aur Badshah peeche khada hai. Sultan Begra, oh mashallah, he's enjoying his son's tilawat. My son is reading so beautifully, his Hafiz, wow, subhanallah. Second night, whole Quran, third, fourth, fifth, 16 nights, he did 16 khatam. On the 16th night after khatam, Sultan said, Khalil Khan has made me so happy. I don't know how to pay him back, what reward to give him. He's got everything, he's the prince. The only thing I can do is, I demote myself and make him the king. And then he got off the throne, took his hand and put him on the throne. From now on, you are king. And he just demoted himself. Now this Sultan Khalil Khan, rahmatullah alayh, he was very pious. He spent his life with taqwa, taharat, piety. He would read Quran in tahajjud every night, never miss his tahajjud. And he would be very just, fair with everyone. he would not do anything bad. You know, in Salatin's parliaments, everything is at their disposal. Whatever they want is there. To the extent that even if they want liquor and sharab, that's there as well. He never touched liquor. To the extent he had so much hatred for it, that once his favorite horse fell ill, and the vets treated the horse, but they had to, kya kehte hain usko, behosh karne ke liye, they had to give him some alcohol to anesthesia. So they fed him some alcohol, so he fainted and he was not there, and they treated the horse. When Sultan Khalil Khan found out, he said, I'm not riding that horse. It's go sharab pilaiye. Said, leave that horse, bring me another one. He gave it to someone. Itna taqwa unke andar. And I read another story in Tawfa-i Huffaz as well. That, you know, Sultan Khalil Khan, he was very brave. You know, along with the spiritual energy, he had the physical energy as well. Very strong, mashallah, Lahim Shaheem built, like Mawlana Ismail Sahib, mashallah. Very strong person. Bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. He used to do the nightly rounds alone by himself. He didn't need any guards. He used to have that sword with him. So once he was passing by this area, and there was a small masjid, and he heard the cries of someone from inside the masjid. He thought to himself, in the darkness of the night, where is this cry coming from? He went inside the masjid, and he saw this person sitting there, sobbing, crying loudly. And in that darkness, he said, oh, my friend, I see you in distress. What's the problem? He said, nothing. He said, no, tell me. I'll try and help you. I'll do whatever I can for you. And he said that, you know, I've come and sat here because there is this zalim, badmash, gunda, rapist, who comes to my house every now and then, and he rapes my beautiful wife. I can't do anything. I'm too weak to defend myself. My wife can't defend. And he says, if you tell anyone, I'm going to kill you both and all everyone in your family. What can I do? I can't even tell anyone. I can't even tell the police. But I just come here and cry. He said, don't worry. Will he still be there? And he said, no, I think he must have gone now. He said, all right, go home, take it easy. And I'll come here tomorrow. Meet me here at the same time. And we'll try and sort things out. Next night he came, and the person also came, and he said, but tonight he's not come, he's not here. Second night, he didn't come. Third night, he said, yeah, he's here today. Sultan said, take me to your house. Now he doesn't know that this is Sultan. He thinks he's an order. He said, what are you going to do? He said, take me there. He went to the house, and Sultan saw that man. And he said, hey, badmash, khabis, what are you doing here? You behave like this with people. And he drew his sword out. Sultan also drew his sword out. And they both started a sword fight. And Sultan was very strong. Sultan overpowered him, finished him off. And then Sultan fell. And he said to the man, have you got something to eat in your house? He said, I've got dry bread and some water. He said, bring me. Sultan ate that dry bread. And he said, look, don't worry. I am Sultan Khalil Khan, and you got nothing to worry about. Since I met you that night, I haven't eaten anything. I said to myself, I will not eat anything until I finish that man off. That's why I was really hungry and I fell. And then he said, don't worry. He called for the police kotwal, and he said, take this gunda's body and bury it in the darkness of night. Nobody should find out. This is how he used to care for his public, for his riaya. He was very pious and very nice person. And you know, these are our Salatin of Hind. They were like that. You read their stories about Sultan Shamsuddin Al-Tamash Rahmatullah Alayhi, Tahajjud Guzar, Murid of Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Alayhi. You know, Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Qaqi Rahmatullah Ali is his Sheikh. And Khalifa of Hazrat Khaja Muinuddin Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali. And Khaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Qaqi Rahmatullah Ali had made wasiyat. When I die, only that person should lead my salat who has three qualities in him. He's never missed his tahajjud since bulugh. He's never missed his asar sunnat, let alone other sunnats. And he's never looked at a non-mahram with a lustful intention. Now his janazah is ready. There are big buzrugs there. Announcement is made, this is Khaja's wasiyat. Such a person should lead his janazah. But nobody's coming forward. Somebody's missed tahajjud. Somebody's missed asar sunnat. Somebody's looked at a ghair mahram with lustful stare. When too much long, you know, time passed, Sultan Mahmud Shamsuddin Al-Tamash Rahmatullah Alayhi came forward. And I said, Is bandai khuda ne mera raaz fash kar diya. Ye mere khuda ke darmiyan secret tha. Main aaj keh sakta hoon ki alhamdulillah bulugh ke baad I have never missed my tahajjud namaz. And I have never missed my asar sunnat. And I have never looked at the opposite gender with a lustful gaze. And then he led the salah. These were the Salateen. Sultan Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali. He ruled over Hindustan for 51 years. And his household expenses he used to earn with his hard work. He was a beautiful calligrapher. He used to write Quran Sharif with his own hands and then have it sold in the market. And with that, he would eat his daily bread. He would make topis. And then he would sell them in the market, and with that he would eat his daily bread. The ikhrajat and the expenses of the hukumat were from the Baytul Mal, but his personal expenses were from his hard work. This is how, you know, the Salateen were. So Sultan Khalil Khan, whose title was Muzaffar, Sultan Muzaffar, he was also similar type. I finish off now. His death was very beautiful as well. He used to read Quran throughout his life, tahajjud, paband. When his last moments came, he was severely ill. It was Friday. And he said to those around him that it's Jummah Salat time. I am unable to go. You go to the Jami Masjid, pray your Jummah. I'll pray my Zuhar over here. And then my Asar is going to be somewhere else. So they went to pray their Jummah. He prayed his Zuhar here. And his last words were, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk wa'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith fatir as-samawati wal-ard anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah tawaffani musliman wa'alhiqni bis-salihin. Du'ai Yusufi. He said, the main concern for me is to die as a Muslim. Oh Allah, you've given me everything. You've given me kingdom, you've given me so much. I repent and I seek forgiveness for my mistakes. I want you to let me die as a Muslim. Please let me die with Iman. These were his last words. And then he passed away before Asr Salah on Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah. This is the benefit of becoming Hafiz. And these are the virtues for the family of the Hafiz as well, that inshallah, they will be taken to Jannah by the Hafiz, and inshallah, they will get the shade of the Arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade besides the shade provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we again make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the Quran in the heart of Hafiz Isa for the rest of his life. Allah gives him the shagaf, the love and the ishq of Quran Sharif. Allah protect him from the ills of the environment, especially from the ills of the mobile and social media. This afternoon, we had ladies' tazkiyah program in our HLC in Bolton, and our subject was about fana fillah. So I explained what fana fillah is, and then I said, but in this day and age, people are fana fil mobile. Hakikat mein fana fil mobile. We sleep with mobile, we wake up with mobile, we don't even read the dua of sleeping, Allahumma bismika mutu ahya, Allahumma qini azabaka yawma tabasu ibadak. We don't even read the dua, Alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wilayin nushur. Everybody is fana in mobile. But that should not be the case. You have to prioritize your life. What is important in your life, you have to put it first. Put your mobile away. It's a necessity. Don't take it as, something that overpowers you and you're always on it and you're wasting your life behind it. Only use it when it's necessary. When it's not necessary, just put it on flight mode, put it on aside. Sit with your family, sit with your kids, sit with your grandkids, with your parents, with your grandparents, talk to them, chill out, have a nice, sense of humor. And this is how the family unit will survive. If you're always on the mobile, we are finished. It's killing us, our mobile is killing us. So may Allah protect Hafiz Saab from the ills of the mobile phone and the social media and the environment and keep him strong on deen, make him a good alim as well and take the khidmat of deen from him. May Allah make this Hibs graduation full of barakat and blessing for him, his parents, his ustad, his family, his grandparents, those who have come from far away as USA and his dadi amma. May Allah shower rahmah upon his grandfather, dada's qabr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him for the khidmat of deen. Abhi padhna baqi hai, namaz baad padha lete chale. Pehle namaz padh lete, namaz baad ye padh lenge, phir hum dua kar lenge. To dua bhi nahi karte. Theek hai?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
If we just bring the sufuf one step forward, please, inshallah. And the brothers who are waiting outside, they requested to go upstairs and perform salah. Jazakumullah. Just fill in the gaps as soon as possible.
قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا وسلم ديننا وإيماننا وإيمان أولادنا اللهم احفظنا وجميع المسلمين من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك
إن شاء الله تعالى after the sunan al-nawafil the completion of the حفظ of the Quran will take place. That will be followed by the dua, and after that, inshallah ta'ala, food will also be served for everyone. And just for today, the Isha Salah will be taking place at 8:15, inshallah ta'ala. So we do request everyone remain behind and benefit from the completion. Shukran jazeelan.